When she was born, she was not breathing, and immediately the call bell was pulled and a huge team of people came in. They had to take her right away to resuscitate her. And I remember Fraser looking at me and saying, you know, good job, our baby Nella is here. And I said, just go with her, just stay with her, just stay with our baby.
From this moment, life has begun.
And then we heard Nella cry. And so that was, of course, so reassuring that she cried and she had a voice.
Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on.
Nella had been without oxygen for much longer than they thought. And so she was diagnosed with hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy, or HIE. When a baby has HIE, there's a special cooling protocol that is needed. And so it was important that she get cooled within 4 hours of being born to help give the baby's brain a rest. Red Deer started that process, but they don't have the technology to be able to care for a baby that needs that. So the team from Children's came to get her. A respiratory therapist and a nurse were on the team, and they came and packed Nella up and got her ready for transport.
You and I will never be apart.
So once Nella was packed up, then Fraser went to get the truck, so I went and stood at the front entrance, and it just, without our baby, leaving the hospital without our baby was horrible. That was a really challenging part.
From this moment, as long as I live, I will love you.
You just sort of feel like your world is crumbling, that what you had planned is really taking a turn, and to know that your little girl has to endure much more than you would ever hope. That was really hard. And I think that was the part throughout her whole journey. Fraser and I, we took care of each other, but knowing that Nella had to take on all of these obstacles just felt heartbreaking. And there is nothing we could do as parents to change that for her. So Fraser got us to Calgary safely. It was a very long drive, and we arrived and they knew exactly who we were, and the room was full of people. Nella was in her little bassinet. She had wires like tracking her brain, so all these wires on her head. She was intubated. She was wrapped up in her cooling blanket, and the physicians were there, and they showed us such kindness and compassion. So much bad news and so many traumatic things that had happened, that when we arrived and they celebrated Nella, that felt sort of like, okay, you guys get it. You guys get that no matter what, this is our little girl. No matter what her journey is, she's ours. Nella had started to have seizures. Some of her seizures were up to an hour long. That the cooling helps protect the brain. And so, if she's going to have seizures, that's actually the best time. She needed to have her MRI, so we still needed to find out what was really going on in her brain. We were told to prepare for the news of brain damage. The reality was that the MRI was just a snapshot in time. And so Dr. Esser, our neurologist, had said, you know, I've seen MRIs in babies that look fantastic and the outcomes are then poor, and I've seen horrible MRIs and the outcomes are great. We did find out that she does have brain damage sort of scattered throughout her brain. The largest area is on her visual cortex. And so we were given that information by a lovely doctor, Dr. Mohammed at the NICU, showed us the scans and presented it to us in such a kind, compassionate way. He said, you know, babies' brains are unbelievable. If you are going to have a brain injury at birth, is probably the best time that it could possibly happen, because their brains are so plastic and able to develop new paths. And he said, you take this baby home and you love her like you do, and Nella will be the one to decide what her journey is. And so that's what we planned on doing and what we've certainly done over the last year. There were some things that were really good signs once she was warmed up. They would come and do their neuro exam and she would track with her eyes. So even from the beginning, that was something we sort of latched onto as a really good sign. Nella is a baby who has decided to show us that she is doing just fine. We don't have to worry. She is a feisty, spirited little girl who is not going to let anything hold her back. Nella's story would be very different if it weren't for the care of all of the physicians and nurses and respiratory therapists and physios and many team members who saw her and cared for her. Really hard to have words to describe the gift that they've given us. The staff at the NICU is unbelievable. I felt like we were their only concern. That they could make us feel comfortable and heard in our most vulnerable time.